minutes after the team was due to begin a one-day game against Pakistan in the city of Rawalpindi, cricket authorities announced the New Zealand men's team was abandoning its tour of Pakistan because of security concerns. Our sports reporter Clay Wilson joins me now. Kia ora, Clay.
Kia ora, Brian.
Game was due to start about an hour ago, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, everyone was settling in here in New Zealand to watch this historic game, really. 18 years since the Black Caps have been in Pakistan, obviously given the security concerns in Pakistan over the years, but the situation appeared to have eased. There's been five teams that have toured there since 2015, and we were due to be the sixth, but then a dramatic turn of events. The team were told to stay in their hotel, and then just 5 or 10 minutes after play was due to start, the scheduled start of play in this first one day, confirmation came through from New Zealand Cricket that they were abandoning the tour altogether. They'd received a security alert from the New Zealand government, and their security team on the ground had also alerted them to an increased threat for the team, and they're now making arrangements to get the team out of the country.
So the first thing people knew that something was up was when the teams just didn't turn up.
Yeah, there was obviously some worries when the teams weren't arriving at the ground, and then news started to filter through on live updates from the ground that the teams were stuck in the hotel and there was some issue relating to security, and there's obviously been coverage around the stories on this. I did a story myself on this week around the security threat and I guess all the work that had gone into making sure the New Zealand team were secure there in Pakistan, and then we had the confirmation through from New Zealand Cricket that in fact was the case and that they were working to get the team out of the country as quickly as possible.
Who made the announcement? Was it the Pakistani Cricket Board or the New Zealand Cricket Board? Do you know?
So we've had statements through from both boards, firstly from New Zealand Cricket confirming that this in fact was the case. They were pulling out of the country. They had received advice of increased threat to their security there. That included quotes from New Zealand Cricket Chief Executive David White saying that they had no other choice but to do it. New Zealand Cricket Players Association Chief Executive Heath Mills also backing up, and the Players Association have been a big part of this, basically echoing David White's sentiments and saying that they were fully supportive of the decision, given what they knew, that it was the right decision for the players and the staff, the whole New Zealand contingent, to cancel the tour and get the team out of Pakistan.
Any reaction from the Pakistan Cricket Board yet?
Yeah, so quite interesting from the Pakistan side. They seem to have been blindsided by all this and not that happy about it. They say they've gone to great lengths with all the touring teams they've had there in recent years to really look after their security and leave no stone unturned on that front. In their statement, they even mentioned the Pakistan Prime Minister spoke personally to Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, to reassure her and reassure the New Zealand Cricket Board that there wasn't any increased threat to their security, but obviously the New Zealand government and New Zealand cricket security team there on the ground in Pakistan have had some kind of information through. They're not revealing any details of that. I guess perhaps just while they try and get the team out of the country, they want to keep them as safe as possible. We're not going into too much detail, so we don't know too much about that. But the Pakistan Cricket Board clearly blindsided by this and not that happy that they're just going to whisk themselves out of the country.
Although the Pakistan team didn't show up either, didn't it?
No, neither team showed up at the ground, so perhaps there was information being relayed. We're still sort of trying to connect the dots here, I guess. The New Zealand management informed the Pakistan management that there was something going on, and for that reason, both teams stayed back at their hotels and didn't even arrive at the ground for the game.
As you were saying, Clay, is this the first tour of Pakistan by a New Zealand team? We've played Pakistan in neutral grounds since 2003.
Yeah, that's correct. So any of our away matches against Pakistan in the past decade really have been in the UAE, places like Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and that's where Pakistan have played the majority of their home matches over the past decade. But since 2015, teams have been sort of slowly filtering back to Pakistan. There has been five other international teams go for separate tours, and everything seemed to be in line. I spoke to several people. I spoke to the Black Caps manager just a couple of days ago, and they seem to be very safe and comfortable and happy with the arrangement. There's been a lot of work go into making sure that all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed to make sure the team was as safe as possible. But obviously something has happened in the past 6 to 12 hours, maybe even, that's caused them to want to cancel the tour and get out of the country.
That 2003 tour was cut short by a bomb attack outside the hotel where the New Zealanders were staying.
That was actually the 2002 tour. So
is
actually,
that right?
That happened in 2002, and then, funnily enough, the last team to tour actually went back the following year after that attack outside their hotel. The New Zealand team did go back for 5 1 days in 2003, and that was the last time a New Zealand team since this tour had been in Pakistan for the Black Caps.
Do we know how the team's going to get home?
No, all we know is that arrangements are being made. As I said, the New Zealand cricket wanting to keep details about how they're doing it and the specific details of the threat pretty to themselves at the moment, I guess, while they try and get the team out of the country. So we don't know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. They have reiterated that the team are safe and that everyone's in good hands. So there's nothing untoward as of yet, but they're obviously pretty keen to get everyone, the whole contingent out of there as soon as possible.
Clay, thank you very much for joining us this evening.